You are the ones who can say the word solidarity and call each other brother and sister. The oppressor can claim nothing but his greed. Quotation by Mother Jones, legendary labor leader and IWW co-founder. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, January 13th, the original Tompkins Square riot took place on this day in 1874 as unemployed workers demonstrated in New York's Tompkins Square Park. A detachment of mounted police charged into the crowd, beating men and women and children with billy clubs. The commissioner of police, Abram Duryea, declared, "It was the most glorious sight I have ever seen." IWW organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill was falsely accused and arrested for killing two men during a grocery store holdup in Utah on this day in 1914. He was ultimately executed by firing squad despite overwhelming evidence that he was framed and condemned solely for his association with the industrial workers of the world. His last words was, "Fire!" Thursday, January 14th. A Brooklyn trolley strike began on this day in 1895. The militia was called out and martial law declared in order to suppress it. Members of the Knights of Labor battled militiamen in the streets. 14,000 General Electric employees went on strike on this day in 2003 for 2 days to protest the company's mid-contract decision to shift an average of $400 in additional health care co-payments onto each worker. Friday, January 15th, Wobbly Ralph Chaplin in Chicago for a demonstration against hunger completed the writing of the labor anthem Solidarity Forever on this date in 1915. He'd begun writing it in 1914 during a miner strike in Huntington, West Virginia. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on this day in 1929. People forget that Dr. King was every bit as committed to economic justice as he was to ending racial segregation. He fought throughout his life to connect the labor and civil rights movement, envisioning them as twin pillars for social reform. Saturday, January 16th, thousands of Palmer Raid detainees won the right to meet with lawyers at deportation hearings on this day in 1920. Palmer was the anti-union U.S. Attorney General under Woodrow Wilson. Palmer falsely accused unions of being communists. The offices of the IWW were raided and thousands of Wobblies were held without trial until hundreds were forcefully deported. Former UAW President Leonard Woodcock died in Ann Arbor, Michigan at age 89 on this day in 2001. He had succeeded Walter Reuter and led the union from 1970 to 1977. Sunday, January 17th. Lucy Parsons led a hunger march in Chicago on this day in 1915. Her late husband, who was heavily involved in campaigning for the 8-hour day, had been arrested, tried, and executed on November 11, 1887, by the state of Illinois. In 1905, she participated in the founding of the Industrial Workers of the World. Her feminism, which analyzed women's oppression as a function of capitalism, was founded on working-class values. Later, Lucy focused on the class struggles around poverty and unemployment, and she organized the Chicago hunger demonstrations. Right-wing segregationists assaulted Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, Alabama, on this day in 1965. He was registering as the first black guest in a hotel built a century earlier with slave labor. Monday, January 18th, on this day in 1909, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Moyer v. Peabody that a governor and officers of a state National Guard may imprison anyone without probable cause in a time of insurrection and deny the person the right of appeal. In the case at hand, those arrested were striking miners in Colorado. On this day in 2004, the New York Times reported that Walmart stores and Sam's Clubs locked in their night shift workers with no key, leaving them no chance of escape in case of emergencies. Tuesday, January 19th, 20 strikers at the American Agricultural Chemical Company in Roosevelt, New Jersey, were shot by factory guards in order to protect corporate profits. Low wages and deadly working conditions on this day in 1915. The strikers had stopped an incoming train in search of scabs when the guards opened fire. Two were killed. 3,000 members of the Filipino Federation of Labor went on strike at the plantations of Oahu, Hawaii on this day in 1920. Their ranks swelled to 8,300 as they were joined by members of the Japanese Federation of Labor. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.